Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me today on this platform. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to be with you here on this show. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. I am. It's been a busy day, but it has been a good day so far. I hope it's the same for you. It's pretty cool in my neck of the woods, but I like it cool. I like it warm. I like the summer, spring, fall, winter. It doesn't matter to me, but I hope wherever you are comfortable and that you are safe. Well, to all my faithful listeners, you know I say it all the time, and I will not do any different today. I just love you. To all my faithful listeners, especially those who've been with me since day one, or you've been with me on this journey for a long time, thank you so much. Thank you for the support, for your encouragement, for listening, for sharing information about the show. Thank you. And to all those who may be new, I just want to say welcome. Welcome to This is Sharon. This is a show where we do our best to bring information as it relates to businesses in the community, because we want to build stronger businesses so that we can put people to work. And so we bring information as it relates to industry trends, business news. It could involve networking, event planning, accounting, business development. We talk about the internet, social media. We talk about all kinds of things on this platform. But we also talk about relationships, because we feel that we all are relational and we should know how to get along with people. We should. In fact, I was having this conversation with someone just this week, how it's so important to understand the different personalities and to understand and know your own, what the strengths and weaknesses are as it relates to your personality type, and how you can minimize those weaknesses and build on your strengths, and also knowing the different types of personalities, so that when you encounter people in your business, whether it's coworkers, whether it's staff, management, clients, you know how to deal with those various personalities because you understand them and you know about them. So, yeah, we talk about some of everything on the show. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk about a topic that I like. And I want to know, do you know what is the difference between an ISP and an ESP? I know you're probably saying, what? Do you know the difference between an ISP and an ESP for your business? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about it right here. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app at their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Do you know the difference between an ISP and an ESP for your business? Well, it probably would be a good thing to know. What is the difference between an ISP and an ESP? An ISP is your internet service provider, and an ESP is your email service provider. Sometimes people get those confused, but they are two different things. The internet service provider is a company that provides subscribers with access to the internet, whereas the ESP is an email service provider, and email service providers were developed to provide reputable sending methods for large volumes of email communications. So an ESP is an email service provider, and you're probably wondering, why are we talking about that today? Well, some of you are looking to do marketing campaigns for your business, and you're looking at the different options, and there are so many different options out there. Well, email marketing is one of those channels that you can use to market your business and to increase engagement with your clients or with other businesses that use your products or your services. And so when we take a look at email marketing is just basically sending one or more people or a group of people a commercial message that deals with your business. And email marketing, if it's not part of your marketing campaign, it very well could be. And companies are experiencing really good success with email marketing. And you may remember back in the day, and it wasn't so long ago, but how did email marketing, how did email even come about? And you may be surprised, but email is one of the oldest. It's one of the oldest forms of electronic communication between people. Where did it get its start, you may be wondering? Well, back in 1972, email was developed by the military. Did you know that? Back in 1972. And then a few years later, around 1993, you remember America Online? They got into the business of becoming an ISP or internet service provider And not only that, but America Online and maybe one other company, they offered email services back in 1993. So it's been around for a while, but most people don't realize where email got its origin. So it kind of started out with users sending tons of emails from their private accounts. And what started to happen, people were sending all these emails, and it was bogging down the internet systems, the bandwidth, and it was just so much information and so many emails, it was causing issues. But not only that, but people were starting to get a lot of spam. And, you know, practically everyone hates spam. No one wants spam. But that's what was happening. So internet service providers started to really monitor the volume of emails and private accounts because the emails consumed a lot of server resources. But not only that, but a lot of the emails that were being sent out were invalid. They were old. They were invalid. They were old. They didn't work anymore. Some of them were bouncing back. They were being rejected. And so it's just causing some issues. So came the scene of Internet service providers, ESPs. Email service providers were developed because there was a need to provide reputable sending sources, or they wanted to have providers who were reputable, who were in the business and were capable of sending and handling large volumes of communications via email. So there were several ESPs that came on the scene. And these ESPs, or email service providers, they have their own servers for their business. Therefore, the internet service providers are not bogged down with all of the content and emails. So you have your ISPs, you have your ESPs. And believe it or not, there are tons of emails that are sent and received every day. There are about 300 billion emails sent and received every day. That's a lot of emails. And more so than that, you have about over 3 billion users. You know how many emails get sent per year? 74 trillion, about 74 trillion. And the number may be higher now, but about 74 trillion emails are sent. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of volume. It really, really is. So ESPs were developed to manage that volume of emails. So when you're looking at doing an email campaign, it's probably not a bad idea to have an understanding of the development of email, how emails came about. But is email marketing campaign for you? Because, you know, a lot of people think that email sending is antiquated. You know, especially with all the social media platforms that are out there, and Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you know, you have all these other channels. And so a lot of people think that email is probably not that great of a resource to use when it comes to marketing. But when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share some things with you as it relates to email marketing. And who knows, it may be something that you may want to incorporate in your marketing strategy if you wanted to reach people, and you may not. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about it right here. This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you on the show. And listen, if you ever want to reach out to me, feel free to do so. You can reach me, www.enjoylifeinc.com, enjoylifeinc.com, or you can go to my website. You can just put in my name, this is Sharon, or Sharon Live, and you will be able to pull up my website. Send me a note. I love to hear from you. If you have any items of interest or suggestions that you'd like to send to me, please feel more than free to do that. I am happy, more than happy, to hear from you. And when we left on the break, we were talking about email marketing campaigns. We were talking about the development of email, the number of emails that are sent out per year, and we were talking about how that volume of email really made it necessary to look at ESPs, email service providers, to handle that email on their various servers. And we were launching into whether or not email is a realistic platform for you to do marketing. Well, believe it or not, email is preferred by most users, by most consumers. They would rather receive emails from their businesses. Did you know that? It's true. 43% of consumers prefer to hear from their companies weekly, and they prefer it to be by email. I know, you probably didn't know that, huh? Yep. In fact, many of the 35 to 44-year-olds, about over 70% of them prefer to receive their information from companies via email. And 18 to 34-year-olds are right up there. In fact, across the board, from 18 to 65 and over, over almost 70% or more prefer emails. What does that say? That says that that might be an avenue for you to consider if you haven't considered it. And why do you think users and consumers prefer email? Well, for one, they pretty much have ownership of it. They can read their messages anytime. If they don't have time to read their email, they can go back and read it later. If they forgot something, they can go back and reread the email. And not only that, but it's, sometimes emails, they have great information. And not only that, but due to the mobile devices and how important and useful they have become, people can check their emails anytime, anywhere, when they have their mobile devices. And you know most people carry their mobile devices everywhere. So that works out really good for them. So that's one of the things that has become really important, knowing how your consumer, how your client receives information. So if you haven't considered email marketing, it may be something you want to consider. Now, there are some things about email marketing that you need to be mindful of, though. If you're going to use email marketing as your as a business, there's some things you need to be mindful of, some things you need to take a look at. Before you even decide on that, you need to determine who is your target market and what is it that you're going to say. You know, who are you going to be sending the email to, because that's going to determine what you're going to say. It will determine what you're going to say. And keep in mind that the return of investment on emails is 4 times higher than social or paid searches. So email is still alive and well. It's alive and well. And it's probably a really good idea to include it in your marketing mix. Now, keep in mind, though, there are some things that you need to do as it relates to email marketing, especially when it comes to making it personal, making it effective, and understanding how people use the various devices like mobile phones, tablets, desktops. What's the behavior of your clients when they're using their devices and across device platforms? And the smartphone has really, really paved the way for more and more content to be read and handled via mobile devices. And the most popular activities on smartphones, believe it or not, one of the most popular activities on smartphones is checking emails. People check their emails more than they read the news and sports on their smartphones. In fact, they check their emails more than they log into Facebook. 78%. So email is alive and well. So, what is it that you need to look at when you're considering using email as a marketing vehicle? And is it something that you really want to do? Why would you do it? We kind of talked about it. More and more people are using their smartphones to check their emails. In fact, they check their email services more than they quicker and more than they do Facebook. And, you know, Facebook has a lot of users. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you should include in an email? What are some really, what are some other points about an email that you should include? And this is probably a topic that we can address again if you choose to. I'm more than happy to, but there are some really important components that you need to make sure if you decide that you're going to do an email campaign. Really knowing who that recipient is, making sure that you have an address in your email if clients or customers want to respond or if they have questions. The subject line and the preview really needs to be thought out because that's the first thing that people are going to see when they open your email. It's really critical to address that and really think through that. And when I come back, I'm going to share a couple other things about email marketing that you need to know before you actually launch into an email marketing campaign, because there are some compliance issues. There are some compliance issues that you want to be aware of as well. So when I come back from this short break, we are going to talk about it right here on This Is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit, where we are talking about ISPs and ESPs, Internet Service Providers and email service providers. What's the difference between the two? We've discussed that. We've discussed why email marketing can be important for your business. And we also talked about the number of users, the number of people that are using email services. And email is alive and well. So we've talked about that. And there's one important thing that you really need to make sure that you have if you decide to do an email campaign. You want to make sure that you do your best to keep the subject line short, because if it's too long, people are not going to necessarily be interested in it. And use keywords. If you choose to use keywords as part of your, as a few words to set the tone to your business, but then also make sure that you have an opt-out option for people who want to opt out of your email. It's really critical that you have that on there, an opt-out option. And that option, you cannot, if people want to opt out of your email, you have to let them opt out. You can't change that. You've got to let them opt out. So allow them to opt out of your emails. And that's one of the major compliance issues that you might want to make sure that you're aware of. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me here on the show today. It has been a pleasure with having you, and I hope you'll join me next week. And, you know, my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful in life, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. And today we provided you with some information as it relates to email marketing that you can probably use for your business. If it's not a channel that you have even thought about, think about it. Do some research on it. Think about it. And you may be pleasantly surprised as to the return of investment on your email campaign. You may be very surprised as to the return of investment on your email marketing campaign. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And join me next week right here, same time, same place. Thank you so much. This is Sharon.